This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This entire break, I've been trying to figure out this text. I bet our listeners can help me. They're the best. They sort everything out. It's just, I still say chaos is the goal, the end, not the means. I mean, I get the whole end, not the means thing, what they're trying to say, but I'm like, okay, chaos is the goal, the end, not the means. As it pertains to the effort to count every legal vote, to find the cheating, to get the details of those machines, still a lot of reports out there about those machines having been seized in a raid between the CIA on one side, and the Department of Defense and the Defense Intelligence Agency on the other. That would be us against us. But maybe the CIA isn't us anymore. Maybe the CIA is... Think how long we've heard rumors about the CIA and things they pulled from JFK and the assassination to, you know...
Deep state.
How much more of that is... You know? Accurate now. I don't know. So tell me what that texter is trying to tell me there, would you? That'd be wonderful. You can text it to me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Neil McCabe is going to join us coming up from Veritas. You can follow them at @project_Veritas. We have an update on the voter fraud via the media and how they cover it. Culpable as well.
More info from the fire hose.
During the CNN expose. We have another clip from the rally in Georgia. Do we have Sidney Powell or we have a young the person who was introduced?
We have a number of young men of color on stage with Lynn Wood as well. This is one of the guys that was there and just grabbed the microphone and wanted to say a few. Of course, they're still chanting.
God bless America, Georgia! The energy in this place is electric. And the reason it is because what the left doesn't seem to understand is that we love this country so much so that we will fight for this country. So much so. They made the mistake of thinking that we were just going to roll over and take it, that we were going to let them steal this election, that we were going to let them make Joe Biden president of these United States. Not in my America. No. No. They made the mistake of thinking that we were still the party of Mitt Romney, the party of John McCain, the party that didn't know how to fight. But what they don't realize now is that we are the party of Donald J. Trump.
And I'm going to say something a little controversial here. You know, there aren't very many Trump Republicans out there. And by that I mean elected members of the House, Senate, governor's races. Donald Trump makes most Republicans uncomfortable.
And clearly.
It's because he fights in a different way. And where I hope others that support President Trump, that have been with him, that have pounded the table for him, will continue to see why so many Americans support President Trump. And it brought more people to the cause of a fight for the working man. It's unbelievable. I'm going to talk to Kevin Cramer a little bit about this tomorrow. We've talked to a lot of listeners about, I want more fight. I want more fight. I had one for Congressman Armstrong the other day. I forwarded it on from a listener. Here's what I want from Congressman Armstrong, and it was a story about another member that was battling. The reason Donald Trump is loved is not because he's Donald Trump, not because of the reality shows or anything else. It's that he fights. He fights. And look, just look at what we now know about this election and how much cheating there was going on. Documented from eyewitnesses. Documented from documents. Truck drivers saying, yeah, I brought a truck full of ballots from New York to Philadelphia. What were those for, I wonder? So we now know how much cheating was going on. And what are we doing? We're being nice.
I know, right?
We want to go to the cocktail parties. We don't want anybody to say we're crazy. Oh, we're off our rocker. We're being nice. Nice is good to people that deserve nice. Kindness and love for fellow man is something everybody gets. But when you are cheating, when you are stealing, you have to fight that, folks. You have to take that on dead on. That's why Donald Trump is Donald Trump. Others need to be right there with him. He stood alone for a lot of this last 4 years. Makes no sense whatsoever. Let's go next to Carol in Bismarck. Carol, what's on your mind?
I'm really worried about these Georgia rally people calling for Republicans to boycott the Senate runoff. If you read Breitbart News today, Lynn Wood, one of those two major attorneys, is a lifelong Democrat. No wonder he's suggesting to Georgia Republicans that they boycott the election. So please get that message out.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier today, Carol, and I'm scratching my head about it, too. By the way, I think Lynn Wood has demonstrated, you know, given what he's brought to the table here so far, that he's fighting for the president. So I don't know much about his political past, but I think he's demonstrated that in what we've seen just firsthand in our own eyes.
Why are these guys encouraging people in Georgia to boycott the Senate race then?
The reason they are, Carol, can I answer that one first? The reason they are is they say, we have uncovered corruption with the voting machines. They cannot be trusted. So if you, Mr. Governor, won't agree to not use those in this election, we're going to suggest people not vote. Now, that scares me to death because, you know, we got to hold out the scenario that Joe Biden could be president, right? I'm not ready to say it's going to happen. Because there's so many moving parts to it. Supreme Court has to agree with us on Pennsylvania. A couple of legislators have to agree with us on the electors in different states. You've got the voting machines and where that will go. Lynn Wood has said, and others, 100% chance the president is going to prevail here because of what they know. But a lot of people got to go along with it, right? And so if Biden's there and we don't have those seats in Republican hands, folks, it's Katie bar the door. Joe Biden gets everything he wants. It's everything he's told us he would do is going to happen. So I 100% agree with you, but would you agree that Lynn Wood has a point that they should not? They're basically saying, look, if you use those machines, you're just going to cheat again. Don't use the machines. And they won't commit to that. So that's why they're doing it.
Oh, man. Well, we just can't give up the Senate. There's got to be an alternative to those voting machines then.
There does, and that's where Kemp needs to wake up and quick. I mean, we got till January 7th but or 6th or whatever it is. But Carol, thank you for your passion on this and your concern. I will make you this promise. We'll do some digging on the Lynn Wood thing. But so far in his actions, I've not seen anything other than a guy that is great. Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I was just wanted to mention what you were saying, that there wasn't many Trump Republicans. I'd say as far as true Republicans go, they are the only ones that exist according to the last vote. So I'm totally against that thinking. He's the one who's put a backbone and a spine back into this party and made it a party of the people. That's it. Yep. The dogs are getting the horses now. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. Party I love it when the dogs get the horses. Don't hang up. I want to hear this. I'm going to see who wins, the dogs or the horses. Who's going to win, Steve? You know, we love our listeners or what? I mean, we get bonus points when the cows moo. We might think about the dogs barking because of the horses, too, because this is just priceless. But if I said there are not enough Trump Republicans, I meant this. Donald Trump has got it right. Republicans that follow Trump, that are elected leaders, they're meek in their support, most of them. That's the issue. If you're 65 or older and paying a monthly premium for Medicare, you're paying too much. New this year, carriers are offering a plan that doesn't cost you a monthly premium. Zero premium. And it includes vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at zero premium. That's right, zero premium. Plans cover you throughout the U.S. To find your local agent, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. More at ZeroPremium.net. Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, pizza, quarter pizza, 2 for $3 liquid ice, Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Such an majestic time. You think about everything that happens at the year, and then you get to Christmas and think about how many generations ago, baby born in a manger. One thing for a fact check, though, I do need to tell you. While it was a little tiny manger, it was actually not a barn. It was a cave. Did you know that?
I think I did. Yeah. Yes, I think I did.
And Pete Hegseth, good friend of the program, delightful fellow, Fox News Channel rock star and
Minnesota
native. Yeah, exactly. He, on Fox Nation, has a really good special about the birthplace of Christ, where it's at, the line, all the mess and going back and forth. And so right now, the actual spot where that manger was, that cave was, that birth of the King of the Universe was, is in Palestine. It's in Arab-held land, right across a wall that is, of course, Jew and Gentile. So, very interesting. It's a good piece. I think you'd like it. I think you'd like it a lot. All right, back to the calls here in just a moment after I tell you about MyPillow. I can't even believe it. I'm so excited about this. MyPillow has, you ready for this? Robes. Yes!
Oh, there we go.
So first it was the Giza Dream Sheets and the towels and the mattress topper and all the things, the Christmas. Great Christmas. Yeah, but beach blankets, beach towels, all that, right? And now, and they told me this yesterday, I'm like, oh, that's genius. That's perfect. There has to be a robe. Of course there does. So, it's neat colors, gray for men, or white, or pink in the ladies' sizes. Fantastic. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, now with robes. Yet another reason to do your Christmas shopping right there and get the greatest pillow on earth at an incredible price, $69.98. That's the normal price. $40 off of that. You heard me right, $29.98. Lowest price ever at $5 if you want Kings. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-1028. 800-506-9028. Here is what this texter says. I think Lynn Wood is threatening elected Republicans in Georgia to get their attention with the boycott. I think there's an element of that. They should be involved. They should be out front. It's, mamby-pamby. Brian Kemp, what? Oh, my gosh. Call them out. You got to do it. Clint and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Clint.
Hey, good morning. I don't know if anyone else has mentioned or if anyone in the listening audience even knows who Walter Williams was, but unfortunately he passed away, I believe it was yesterday morning. And anybody that didn't know who Walter Williams was, in the present time we're at, and I hope all politicians know who he was or give him a moment to read one of his articles or to listen to any of his interviews. There was a true man of liberty, and unfortunately, in a time when we're polluting the minds of our youth, he was a professor that taught the night before he died, 84 years old.
Walter E. Williams, absolute conservative icon. I couldn't agree with you anymore, Clint, about paying attention to his writings. I heard Rush say this yesterday, and I thought it was interesting. I didn't remember this, but Rush said that Walter E. Williams and his buddy, Thomas Sowell, never became Never Trumpers. Despite the fact they didn't necessarily agree with, you know, every policy or idea or whatever, but they were never, never Trumpers, like the Bill Kristols of the world and others who wanted to tear them down. And
you know why? You know why that is?
Why?
Because they're fine, patriotic, some of the best Americans that this country will ever have. And I truly believe that. He never wavered, and it didn't matter. He picked on everybody. And if you read or understand the history where he came from and where he found himself, he did not believe in taking from one and giving to another. He believed in American liberty and to leave me alone and let me do my thing.
There you go. True conservative, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, he was a good one. He really was. And if you want your kids to have the foundations of conservative principles, you know, to have them understand them a little better, to buy into them, I agree. Just read little Walter E. Williams. Rest in peace. Good man. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. He used to fill in for Rush years ago. Those were delightful 3 hours when he would take the reins from the great one. The great, 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 great one, Rush Limbaugh. Thank you, Clint. Appreciate that call. Glad you. I didn't even mention that yet. And I'm glad you did. 800-228-0550. Let's see what some of the texters are saying. And then we have Sidney Powell. Did you find Sidney Powell from the rally? Get that for you.
Yeah, I'm still looking. They might have joined it after she spoke. I'm still looking.
Okay. Here's a texter. It says, thank you, Scott, for using this platform to continue to remind us that the election fraud scandal is the most important story right now. It's amazing how nobody on television will talk about it, except Sean Hannity. I literally think the outcome of this election will determine whether or not there will be a United States of America. I literally think the outcome of this election will determine whether or not there will be a United States of America. Are you taking this election recount as seriously as that listener? Because if you're not, you're whistling past the graveyard. You know what that means, don't you? Whistling past the graveyard?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I have to tell you about that one. We were wondering what everything the left has done, that's it, look at the results of their policies meant. Somebody else has a theory for what exactly they're trying to say. We'll share that when we come back. Brought to you today on What's On Your Mind by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota. They got a lot going on there in Tioga. Check them out. Find out what's new. TiogaND.org. TiogaND.org.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The number of Americans applying for state unemployment benefits dropped last week. The latest jobless claim figures from the Labor Department ending November 28th show that 712,000 workers sought aid. Still, it's well below the peak of nearly 7 million in late March. President Trump at the White House Wednesday night delivered his complaints about the 2020 election being marred with illegal activity.
We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time.
Hundreds of sworn affidavits by poll workers and watchers backed the president's claim of irregularities. Democrat Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin discounts the whistleblowers.
If you have a credible allegation, put up or shut up.
A disintegrating meteor likely triggered a thundering boom in upstate New York on late Wednesday afternoon. American Meteor Society said a meteor blew up over Syracuse, New York, creating the big boom and impressive light show. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ring, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Of course it is. PetSmarter of USA brings you today's program, and they're serving up some great lunch specials today. And guess what? Let's be honest. There's a lot of lunch specials out there, right? What's the lunch special there? What's with it? You know, if you're just done with being on the run and not having really good food, home cooking is the difference at PetSmarter USA. Home cooking, yet grab-and-go convenience, but really good food. They've staffed their kitchen with just the best of the best. That's why today, the meatloaf dinner could be yours if you go to PetSmarter USA Harwood, taco skillet, 12th Avenue North, country fried steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. How about pulled pork? That's in Valley City today. Or a fabulous French dip sandwich. You'll just love that. A toasted bun. La Jude. Oh, PetSmarter USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Pam Bondi, she's former now Attorney General of Florida, has been involved in the middle of this. And here's her take on what's happening. A listener sent this to me saying it would be good to share, so I will. Okay, in a nutshell, she says, this is going to the Supreme Court, where they will rule the election is invalid due to fraud or mistakes on a countrywide scale. It'll go one of two ways. Either they will rule that all the unconstitutional mail-in ballots will be removed and the state's ordered to recount without them, or they will simply rule the election is invalid due to mass voter fraud, and that at that point it will be sent to Congress for a vote. This is where it gets good. The House and the Congress votes on who the president will be. It has nothing to do with what party has power. Every state gets one vote. 30 states are held by Republicans, 19 by Democrats. They have to vote down party lines. They have no choice due to the 12th Amendment of the Constitution.
If it goes there, that's true.
And the Senate votes for the vice president, where a similar event will take place. This is the law. This is why the Democrats are so mad at Nancy Pelosi. This will all happen in January. The only way President Trump won't be president is if he concedes the election, and that will never happen. So stop watching the fake news. Don't let your heart be troubled. Live your life knowing this will all work out. President Trump will remain president. I've researched all this, and it's a fact. Another fun fact, they called Gore the president-elect for 37 days in 2000 until the courts ruled against him and declared Bush the winner. And two people that will be part of the decision are none other than new Supreme Court justices, Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. Why do you think the Democrats tried so hard to keep them from being confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, of course, what Joe Biden did to Clarence Thomas 30 years ago during his confirmation hearings. I'm thinking he won't have a hard time deciding how to vote, if you know what I mean. 71 million Trump voters. It's time we really fight back. It's time to mobilize. It's time to put forth the power we truly hold in this country. This working class truly is the heart of America.
I've got one here. Can I read it quick?
That's from Pam Bondi, former Attorney General.
Yep.
And from a listener. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Listener friend of ours texted me, are you prepared for martial law? Will it happen? And he writes, our president took an oath to defend the Constitution against enemies both foreign and domestic. And he's one of the only elected officials to actually take the oath seriously. Those that committed treason against the Republic are going to pay. Martial law may ensue. That's the question I have. If they do turn this over, Trump gets another 4 years. The rioting and the destruction is going to be epic, or at least they're going to try to make it epic. Martial law reality, you think, if this does go Trump's way? In certain cities, maybe?
Well, if this goes Trump's way, let's just think about this logically, right? You are going to have the kind of things we've seen in Minneapolis.
Yep.
In Portland.
Yep.
In Seattle.
On the list.
Why wouldn't you? Why would they stop now? We saw it in Fargo, North Dakota.
That's the thing I'm most worried about.
Here's the difference, I believe. If, in fact, Trump wins, the unrest begins, we know it's coming, and we're not going to let things like, you know, oh, here's your zone, you take over, we're not going to, you know, you own it. I think it'll be National Guard time. I think it'll be federal troops time. You know, if the states don't call in the National Guard, they have to ask for it, right? I really do. I think the difference is we'll be prepared for it.
Yeah.
And to stop, you know, the fringe element, if you will. Now, that's sad. I don't want it to come to that. I think that's dumb. But I think we're naive to think it wouldn't happen. I really do. I got a ton of texts, so I'm going to roll through these. I like the enthusiasm of the rally and the desire to see the election prove true with Trump's being reappointed. But my concern is that the focus is not on people but on ideas, such as capitalism versus socialism, not Trump versus Biden. People may veil, but principles and truth will never fail. People may what? I don't know. That's where the emphasis needs to be. Don't disagree. I think, though, the people closest to your views are going to be the ones that get the attentions at the rally to get elected. What I'd love to happen on some grand scale in a very civil way is to walk people through the basics of what the Founding Fathers intended for this country and where we have drip by drip by drip ignored that, and what that has meant. What it's meant is eventually it doesn't mean anything. And so you got to get back to that, but back to that with a national conversation about it. Hey, guys, love the show, and you're always talking about the crappy, corrupt mainstream media. So when is the radio stations you're on going to drop the two-faced Fox? Turn off the radio for 5 minutes when they come on. Well, for that question, we'll go to Todd, the radio god Mitchell, whose listeners aren't necessarily telling you, you aren't getting in the numbers you have in the past, the concern over Fox News with K-Fire, right?
No, although, you know, K-Fire listeners remember for a while back we had dropped Fox for NBC News Radio, which is actually just an arm of iHeart, but there is an agreement with NBC TV to steal whatever they have in case there is something we do want to steal. That didn't go over so well, so we put Fox back on.
And but that's what people wanted. They wanted right. Fox back on. How long ago was that?
Year and a half, 2 years. I don't know. Kind of a blur, I guess. lost half my mind this year. But part of the problem is drop Fox, okay, and then put what on?
And I've asked that of people who are concerned, and they say anything. They're like, you know, because there aren't a lot of alternatives that just do straight-up news, unfortunately, at the top of the hour. There are not.
So Fox needs to go back to using the We Report, You Decide, and the decision will not necessarily to be agree with it. It hasn't been the case for years, but
I'll tell you what's sad is that if WDAY has ABC News, obviously a longtime ABC affiliate, and, you know, TV is an ABC affiliate, and on the radio as well. If you listen to ABC News, I don't hear the bias in ABC News on the radio that I do from Fox. All I want, I'm not asking for somebody to get on and say, Trump's the best, in order to say that's okay for news. I just want the news without some snarky little, you know, biased dig here and there. I can spot it a mile away. I imagine most people can as well. But it's amazing. We have had a lot of feedback from our KTGO audience out in the Bakken, as well as the AM 1100 The Flag audience, about a desire to drop Fox News. And I will tell you, I don't have it at home anymore. Cut the cord. Snip, snip. Bye, cable.
Well, see you later. Prime time for Newsmax or somebody to put together a radio network news.
Yeah, what's
thing?
We got to give Chris Roddy a call. Put him on our list of call. He's the head dog at Newsmax. Know him from many, 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 many years ago. But anyway,
get her done.
Exactly. Todd's got a point, though, folks. What do you replace it with? In other words, if we said, okay, let's put on ABC, then I think, you know, some of the audience would say, they're not. And again, I weep for journalism today. I weep for journalism. Don't you get this? Don't you understand why a huge segment of the audience feels offended every time you do a newscast? And obviously, it's a lot more so at the national level. It's not as much at the local level. They slip it in a little here and there. But it isn't as obvious. It isn't as beat you over the head. I'm talking about the big networks. I'm talking about what you watch. But even Fox News, a good chunk of Fox News. I don't know why they don't get it, but we'll keep working on it because we love our listeners. Jeff in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yep. Go ahead, Jeff.
I understand we're going to have vaccinations at the state hospital for staff and patients. Middle of the month, I'm assuming the governor and yourself will be there to get a vaccination also to show a good faith, right?
Well, I have no problem getting the vaccination, but I'm not going to stand in front of anybody. I want to make sure people that have pre-existing conditions and certainly long-term care makes sense. I know they're talking about teachers and, you know.
I get it. I just want to make sure that the governor is right there. He can be last in line. I don't care. But I want it on the public secret that he's behind it 100% and trust it because there's been so much dispersion cast about this that it's bothering me.
From who? Where have you heard dispersion? I've heard it from Kamala Harris, and I don't take her counsel on much of anything. Who else have you heard?
I'm watching the news, regular NBC news, TV, cable news. Is a bunch of people don't trust the thing. They think it's rushed, and this is not the time for that kind of foolery.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And you know what? I respect people who make a decision for their family not to do vaccinations. I understand there are countless examples of where vaccinations have gone bad. I could say the same thing about heart surgery. I could spend an entire show talking about horror stories of people who went in to get their heart repaired and died on the table.
They knew that risk going in.
Precisely. That's my point. You take that risk. I understand it happens. I'm not saying it's fun. I'm saying it's sad and awful and terrible, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't protect from against the Chinese flu. 100% agree with you, Jeff.
What I have seen here is several people who thought it was a joke till they got it and almost died from this. They have a different take on it now. That's what it takes to change their mind. Okay?
Yeah. And again, I don't know that people thought it was a joke. I think people thought, I live my life. If I get a flu, if I get anything, I will fight it and do it. And obviously, some people had one heck of a tough time, no doubt about that. But anyway, appreciate the call, Jeff. Thank you. More of your calls coming up. What's on your mind? Don't go away. Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know where they're.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks. Anything you need. really excavation-wise. We do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Looking for like new sport utilities, something to do and carry all those Christmas gifts in. Your best deal is at Schwann Buick GMC. Over 80 SUVs at all price ranges, starting at just $11,900. Save thousands on gently used Cadillacs, Yukons, Terrains, Equinoxes, Acadias. All reduced, all must go, and most come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. Buy today and save with some of the lowest finance rates offered in years. Hurry for the best selection. CSL Memorial Highway under the gigantic American flag or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
And we're back on the program. Texter says Bill Barr, DOJ, doesn't look for evidence. Hey, bring him the evidence. The FBI, bring him the evidence. If Fox News is saying that Bill Barr said he hadn't found any evidence, I'm wondering if he hadn't seen any. I don't know. I just wish he wouldn't answer questions. Because it seems like every time he does, they run with something that's completely, opposite. Crazy. Request for Joan Jett, Little Drummer Boy, and Winona Judd, Let's Make a Baby King. Carol of the Bells, The Calling. I like that one. Got a few there, Kev, for you.
All right, on it.
Very good. All right, full bank of calls. Scott, get on Newsmax. I'll get on Newsmax. I will. I think you mean not for me to be on there, but you mean me to call him and have him give us a...
Well, maybe you should have a show on news.
Straight up news. Wouldn't that be fun? All right. I'll say it again. There's an obvious solution for the top of the hour news. Boy, I'm amazed how many people are revved up about this. Replace it with nothing. No news. Just as in weather. You discuss the news during your show anyway. You know, it's funny that the top of the hour news is a byproduct of what, Todd? You know, I mean, long before any other kind of social media. That's where you got your news. That's where you found out if FDR died or not, was top of the hour news. And now, anything important, you get, you know, an instant alert. Obviously, some people listen to the radio for all kinds of information. They like to have that at the top of the hour. It's not that
I'm
saying...
Well, on the radio stations, it's a benchmark, and then at 5 or 6 after or whatever, then you can go into your program, whatever the program may be. But you're right. I mean, it is kind of a relic of a bygone era, but it is still a benchmark that works. But, again, if you can find actual objective journalism in a newscast, it would do very well right about now.
Philip and Hankinson, what's on your mind?
Taking my call. There was a very good story that Laura Ingram ran last night with a retired microbiologist who called Fauci a moron, rightly so. I wrote papers on him 22 years ago regarding be wary of this Dr. Fauci character. But I called regarding Attorney General Barr a few days ago, and that was, 2 days before this fake news came out? Yeah. Barr's not going to look for the evidence, just like he's not looking for the evidence that the Flint case. The deep state, the people seem, they're like tinfoil hat people. They don't realize what's happening. You hear Tim, our old Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, come out, you know, and you have the Bushes and that. But anyhow, back to the story of Dr. Laura, I wanted to point out to people, do not take the vaccine. Do not take it. Get that story from him. Do the research, people. Don't believe the media. They're correct. God. You have a good day. I got to go.
Phil, thanks for the call. Sidney Powell at the hearing in Georgia we mentioned. We haven't had Sidney Powell on today. I think we need Sidney Powell. What's he saying?
You are the heart and soul and spirit that makes this country the exceptional place that it is. You inspire us. Well, thank you.
A lot of love there. Listen to that.
And yells, "We love you," to a lawyer.
This is supposed to be a news conference. Yeah, and thousands have showed up.
We feel your prayers. I feel your prayers. General Flynn and I, throughout the ordeal we have been through, have felt the prayers of you and millions of people all across the country and, frankly, from around the world who have helped us face everything we have faced and have the strength to proceed every day to keep fighting for the truth. Americans around the world and freedom-loving people around the world are starved for the truth and for freedom.
Sidney Powell, one of the president's attorneys in Georgia at a press conference with a lot of people, the observers there besides the press, cheering them on. So, you know, we love you, we love you. The president has tweeted this morning that Georgia leaders need to assure a signature match on any and all voting in Georgia. So there's another demand, right? A signature match, which they didn't do on all of those mail-in ballots, which was ridiculous. Sorry I did not get to all of you. My gosh, one of those days again where we leave a lot of folks with great comments that will inform our future programs, no doubt about it, but didn't get a chance to talk about them. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. And remember, while we're leaving the air right now, we're always available 24-7 at 855-200-1776. We'll find out what happened with our Project Veritas, folks. Get that rescheduled and more tomorrow on a Friday edition. Join us.
Is the move in your future?
Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates. From a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.